In this bulletin, Victoria prepares to announce a plan to ease its lockdown restrictions. Australia agrees to a vaccine swap deal with Singapore. And the AFL confirms this year's grand final will be played in Perth. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Victorian authorities are to release a plan out of lockdown, including coronavirus case targets that must be met before restrictions are eased. Premier Daniel Andrews says the state government is working with the Chief Health Officer to finalise the plan, which will be released tomorrow. Premier Andrews says the plan will be modest and will focus on how many COVID-19 cases are infectious in the community.
I want to emphasise they will be modest. This is not Freedom Day tomorrow. It'll be a lengthy meeting. It'll be lots of phone calls back and forth, lots of poring over data, trying to work out is there a sweet spot? Is there that case number that is not zero, but it's not so high that it inevitably becomes 500, 1,000, 1,500, 5,000?
The state recorded 76 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. 45 of those are linked to existing outbreaks and 31 are under investigation by the state's public health team. The New South Wales Premier has set an ambitious goal of allowing interstate and international family reunions by Christmas. The state recorded 1,164 new locally acquired cases from 130,000 tests. There were also another three deaths, a woman in her 50s who had underlying health conditions, a man in his 80s and a man in his 90s. Gladys Berejiklian declared her hope to see a much more COVID-safe environment by the end of the year, and lockdowns being a distant memory.
We obviously want to see Australians reunited with their families at Christmas time. I mean, my absolute goal and dream is to have every Australian be home for Christmas, whether it's Aussies within Australia visiting loved ones or whether it's Aussies overseas coming back home. Once we hit that 80% double dose vaccination, New South Wales will continue what we've done during the entire pandemic, is do more than our fair share of reuniting families, of having a compassionate approach, accepting we're all Australians.
54 cases of COVID-19 have been detected in western New South Wales, including four in the small, predominantly Indigenous town of Wilcannia. Chief Executive of the Wilcannia Local Aboriginal Land Council, Jenny Thwaites, says New South Wales Health is trying to get portable accommodation sent to the town to help people with coronavirus to self-isolate.
They're trying to get camper vans here, I think. Not ideal, but it's better than nothing. And the Aboriginal Housing Office are working very hard to get portable, portable cabins here so that we can get people out of incredibly overcrowded houses.
Canberra's lockdown has been extended for another fortnight due to concerns over mystery coronavirus cases. The lockdown won't lift before midnight on September 17, as the ACT recorded another 13 infections. Australia is to receive 500,000 Pfizer doses in a vaccine share and swap deal with Singapore. The Prime Minister announced that Singapore will this week send 500,000 Pfizer doses to Australia, which are about to expire. Scott Morrison says those vaccines will be rolled out across Australia from next week and will be shared equally with all the states and territories on the basis of population.
I said when I announced the additional Polish doses that we're able to get for Pfizer that I would leave no stone unturned in bringing forward and accessing more doses of mRNA vaccines. And that's exactly what we've done. We've continued on.
Australia's part in the deal will see the federal government deliver 500,000 Pfizer vaccines back to Singapore in December, when Australia is expected to have ample supplies. Singapore's already fully vaccinated well over 80% of its population. The AFL has confirmed that this year's grand final will be played in Perth. The season decider is being shifted to Perth's Optus Stadium because of the lockdown in Melbourne. The match will be played on Saturday, September 25th. The AFL's chief executive is Gillon McLachlan.
To all Victorians, We will be back at the MCG, bigger and better in 2022. You have stuck by our game all year, and I know how hard it has been, especially how challenging it has been from a community football sense. And you'll have our support.
And GWS Giants star Toby Green is set to miss the rest of the AFL Finals series after being handed a 3-match suspension by the tribunal for intentional umpire contact. The incident occurred during three-quarter time, the Giants' one-point win over Sydney in Saturday's elimination final. The jury found that Green's actions were aggressive, demonstrative and disrespectful. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and a possible late storm, 19 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 26. Similar conditions in Melbourne, 23. Hobart should be sunny and 18. Canberra, sunny, 22. Wollongong, sunny and 24. Sydney, similar conditions, 24 degrees. Newcastle, sunny and 25. Brisbane, sunny, 27. Cairns, showers and 28. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.